We are Daphnun Chesamad Aleph, Taisvis de Bermasal Bulvad. But before we'll see the Taisvis, let's just go over this one memory in the Mishneh and the Tupshatim in Rashi. The Badam Shura and Daphnun Zainam at Bay says as follows. Higia Lahar, Mavliya, if one is measuring the Trum from a city, and he comes onto a mountain, is Mavliya, so he's Mavliya, the Medrain of the Har, by, we'll see later in Taisvist, Afnun Chesamad Aleph, one is Mavliya, the Medrain of a Har, by taking two tall poles, and putting a Hevel of Chamishim Amah, connecting the Hevel from one pole to the other pole. That's brought down the Perish Chai, page 120, picture 79. So he gil ahar mavliyei v'chayzer lemidosai. And after he went over the har, he goes back, keneged te'ir, to be made the midas te'ir. U'bulvad shelo yeitzei chutz letchum. But he has to make sure the havlo that he is making should not be chutz letchum. So Rashi says two pshat. Pshat number one is as follows: Sheim hoyo rechovoi shel gai kineged ha'ir yoytzei chutz letchum. If the guy that is kineged the ear is the whole guy is yoytzei chutz letchum, as we have in picture 71 on page 116. That means he has no way of. There's 800 amis from the ear to the guy. And as we look on the right side, the 1200 amis end in the middle of the guy. Now, he could measure very well the 1200 amis chutz min ha-guy. And now he has already the tchum ended over there. So the Mishnah says as follows. She'im ha-yerechove shel guy keneged the ear. If the roichev, the width of the guy that is opposite the ear, yoytzei chutz letchum. It goes chutz letchum. It's much further than the 2,000 amis from the ear. The 2,000 amis is by ois dalad in the picture, and the guy goes to ois gimel. So what do you do? Bizer holach, and this person went, behiv liyoy shaloi kineget ha'ir. He was mavliya the distance, the 1200 amish, shaloi keneged ha'ir. Umaydid misvasai ulaholom, and he's measuring from the sfas ha'gai, ulaholom, lo yimdoid ela ad kedei hashlomas hatumim. He should only measure till the end of the 1200 amish, till the end of the 2000 amish. He should not go further. V'tzoyfe k'neged mokem shemidosei kola. Then he observes. He knows now where the 2,000 amis end. Now he has to pinpoint this area k'neged ha'ir, which is in the guy. V'tzoyfe k'neged mokem shemidosei kola k'neged ha'ir b'soich ha'gai. V'yitzayin simonei hatchum. And he should be mitzayim the simonei hatchum in the guy that here atkan tchum Shabbos. Avol lo yimdoi, he should not, he could do this another way. He could continue. So it comes out, how does he get to this ois dalet? He gets to there by measuring it, by looking in the guy, he figures out more or less where the 2000 amas end. That's what he should do. Avolayim doi, there'll be another eitzah. That he should continue measuring. After the 2000 amas, he should continue measuring. V'yeylech chutz letchum. And he'll measure chutz letchum. He'll measure till the ois aleph in the picture. At keneged mokim tachlis sfas hagai shekeneged ha'ir. Ois aleph, that's where the end of the sfas hagai is. So now he knows, now he was measuring on smooth ground, so he knows, let's say that from the end of the trum, Talois Aleph is another 1,000 Amis. And then, Cheminyan Oisei Amis, now that he knows that he's, that where the guy ends, that exactly is 1,000 Amis out of the Tchum. And then he's going to go, Cheminyan Oisan Amis, Yarzer V'yikones L'soich HaGai. Now he's going to go to the guy which is Mechuvan Keneged the Iyam, the Yitzayim, and he'll be Mitzayim in the guy, he'll be Mitzayim, he'll go into the guy 1,000 Amis, and that's how he will be Mitzayim the end of the Tchum, because he figured out by the side of the Tchum, by the side of the guy he figured out there was smooth land over there, so he figured out exactly where the Tchum ended. And the end of the guy, the end of the reich of the guy is, let's say, 1,000 Amis further down. So he'll go now to the end of the reich of a guy, and he'll go in 1,000 Amis. So that would be more accurate. So Rashi says, one shouldn't do this. Mishum gzeire, shaharoya oisai moideit v'hoylech sham, a person will see the mumchim, that they're being moided in the area which is over the 2,000 ame tchum from the ear, yoymar shemidus hatchumim atkam, that the midus hatchum is still here. If they saw be'einam ro, they saw the moided day hatchum were in this area and they were going with a chevel shel nun ame, so they'll be convinced that the Tchum HaKochach extends to this Ois Aleph. So in order to avoid this Kilkul, Chazal said that one should not measure further when the Tchum ends, and they'll figure out through he'll observe the area in the guy from where the Tchum ended. That is the first Pshat in Rashi. Now let us see Taisus. Ubvad shelo yetzei chutz letchum. Rashi pirish beloshen rishin, shim hoyo rechovoi shel gai keneged ha'ir yetzei chutz letchum. The reichav of the gai, which is opposite the ear, it extends chutz letchum, it's more than 2,000 amas for the ear. So therefore he can't measure with the guy. With the guy he have problems of medrin, of shipua. So he goes in his mavliya the area, shaloi kenegadir. So layim doid v'yeylech chutz l'tchum. He should not be moided and go chutz l'tchum ad keneged tachlis svas hagai shekenegadir till when the guy ends opposite the year, which is chutz l'tchum. Ocheminyen amoy sheyotzo. Now he'll go to the svasa guy, and he knows he went over the tchum 1,000 amis. Yarzo v'yikones l'soich guy. Now he'll go into the guy 1,000 amis. V'yitzayim, and he'll be mitzayim where the tchum ends. What is the reason he shouldn't do this? Shelo yomru midas tchumim bo lekan, ken meforesh bigmor lekama. Because, so it seems to Rashi, even though this would be a beautiful way to figure out in the guy where the tchum ends, but there a kilkul might come about if people see these moided they had tchum, that they were moided chutz l'tchum, so memele, that's why Chazal asked this. The ein nire. So Taisvi says, I wish to disagree with Rashi that this is zichen not pshat in the Mishnah. The Belav Hochi, besides this Gzeire, this Mahalach, that Rashi had, how to pinpoint in the guy where the Tchum Ha'ir ends, is on Gzeiris. It's not a correct oifen how to measure the Tchum. Yav Shalimdeid Binyinza, you can't measure that way. So Taisus explains, Shem Yarzil is Soich Gai. That means like this, if he knows, when he was Mavliya the Tchum, and he was on the side of the guy, so he knows he went 1,000 Amis after the Tchum. So now he's going to go to the guy, and he's going to go walk 1,000 Amis back. He's going to say that's where the Tchum ends. If he's not going to go into the guy, now he's going to go in 1,000 ames and say that's where the tchum ends. So Tosfos, harei hu mitzayim chutz l'tchum. That is not 1,000 ames in the guy does not mean that the tchum ended over there. Why? She'ois, and that is picture, that is ois base. If he's going to go back, he won't end up. He's going to go back 1,000 ames in the guy. He's going to end up not dalet, where really the tchum ends. He's going to end up base. Why is it that way? So Taisa says, Poshet, v'ois namish niknasu l'secha gai heim b'shipua. She'ois namish yotza hoyu b'meisha. The amis, the number, let's see, the 1,000 amis that he measured out of the tchum, so this was on level ground. And he's going to go into the guy now and measure back 1,000 amis. This is not 1,000 amis of level ground. This is 1,000 amis that is on a shipua. So therefore, the shipua will take up part of the shetach hakarke. So he's going to say the tchum ends by ois beis, because that's 1,000 amis going b'shipua hakarka of the guy, and theoretically the tchum ends ois dalet. So you don't have to say lomdus and gzeiris, but because of a gzeira you can't do this. Practically you can't do this, because you're going to end up with a wrong distance. Yeah. So Taisa says, maybe have another eitz. The Evshaloimar Shayitain Chevel. No, maybe without a gzeire, there is a practical etzah how to do it. Let us look at picture 73. Picture 73 is as follows. He's going to take, let's say, the here in picture 73 he made as follows, that there's 1950 amis from the ear till the beginning of the guy. Now, there's another 50 amis by Eis Dalet, and that ends the tchum. Now, the shaila is, how do you figure this out? So he's going to go and measure now from Dalet till Aleph. Chveis, that's the end of the guy. And let's say now he knows that, he went over the tchum, let's say 100 amis. So he's going to go and take now a chevel, and he's going to put the chevel on both sides. Conveniently, the artist made him put some stones there to hold make the chevel tight. And then he's going to take a chut hamishkoilis, which is a chut with a weight on it that will ensure that it will go straight down. And he's going, before he attaches the two stodei hachut over the guy, he's going to, let's say if he's 100 amis over the tchum, so he's going to measure 100 amis on the chut, on the chevel, and there he's going to attach the chut hamishkoilis. Now he's going to go and throw over the chevel from one side of the guy to the other side of the guy, and the chut hamishkoilis is mechuven kineged 100 amis from this side of the guy, and this will show exactly where the tchum really ends. So that is pshat in Rashi. Rashi says you have to measure back. You have to measure back the distance you went over the tchum. You have to measure it back in the guy. And this would be l'chayra, good measurement. No, also gzeire, one is not permitted to do that, because people will see the moided they had tchum, they were moided chutz l'tchum, and they'll be under the impression that that area is teich ha-tchum. Zuchtach teisves, no, that is also not an oifen how to measure. The evshaloi meshitein chevel begai, misfosai el svosai, that's what Rashi meant. That I'll take a chevel, the guy misvosei el svosei. Cheneged amois sheyotzo, and now figure out the amount of amois that he went chutz l'tchum yimdei dal a chevel. He'll measure that on the chevel. V'yosim sham chutamish kailas. And they'll attach to that, he'll measure off 100 amas. And they'll attach to the chevel a chutamish kailas. And that's how you can figure out where the tchum really ended. So Tachtais says, no, that's also not good. The kivin, the guy, rochev yoser minun ame. Since the guy is wider than Yudame, if the guy wouldn't be wider than Nuname, so why did he have to go towards the side of the guy to be Mavliya? He could have been Mavliya Kenega Teir. So we're speaking about that the guy is more than Nuname. Omru Chachomim Sha'in Chevel Moyl Sham. So a Chevel in an area that is more than Nuname, a chevel in an area that is more than nun ame will not help. Why doesn't it help? So the Taisus Harosh says it won't help because we'll see that the Mishnah says leipachis v'loyaisa that one cannot lose the accuracy of a chevel if it's more than nun ame. If it's less, we'll see in the Gemara. If it's less than Nuname, you lose the accuracy of the Chevel, and if it's more than Nuname, because it's more than Nuname, it's slack, and you don't have the exact accuracy of the Chevel. So Memele, you can't do such a thing. You can't do such a thing. So Memele, now Taisus says further, the Hafilu, if Taisus meant like the Taisus Harosh is questionable, because Taisus brings a raya that it doesn't help. Da fille dei klonosim ein moil lim teich aleim chevel shanun ame bizelze. So Taisa says, a fille with klonosim, it also won't help. Let us look at picture 74 on page 118. Taisa says, look, I have another eitze. I have an eitze, let's say, from the ear to the guy was 1950 amas. Now, I need another 50 amas. I know it's just a 50 amas. So, zuktaisis habachtach an eitze. So let me take a chevel of 50 amas. And someone will hold the chevel of svasa guy. And then we'll make a kleinis, a very tall pole. That's mechuvin keneged the oimid al svasa guy. And we'll attach that pole, we'll attach the chevel to that pole. I have a way how to measure in the guy. I have a gewaldic way how to measure in the guy. And that is also no good. Now the shaila is, why is this no good? The Masha asks the kasha because let us look at page 120. Later Taisus is going to say that if one wants to be mavliya, a kaisel or a har, so one does it with klunosim. One tak, that's what you do, tak. That's a way that has brought down in Shulchan Aruch that way. It's a very good way. If you'd have two oig melech haboshens memela. But if you don't have, so you take two klunosim and you take a chevel of chamishim ame, and that's how you measure it. So what's wrong with doing this? Okaponim, the Masha says, whatever the lumdus, l'shenas of muchitzich, what the lumdus is. But the Masha doesn't say lumdus. The Masha says other as follows. That this whole aloche, that one can be mavliya, an area, with tuklunosim, like we have in page 120, picture 79, this is dafke, if you're being mavliya, the whole area. That means this whole area is in 50 amis. So mamela, then there's aloche of havloa yedei klunosim. But if you're only being, you're not being mavliya the whole area. You're only being mavliya a chelik of the area. So for some reason, klunosim will not help. That's how the Masha says pshat and Taisvis. So Taisvis is saying, like the lamey boy, if you have a long chevel which is more than 50 amas, like in picture 73, zichenogut. Now, Philo, you'll have a kleinis. Philo, you're only missing 50 amas. And with a kleinis, you could go in Bashtim, so where the 50 Amis ends, that is also no good. So the Pshat and Rashi is you can't say the first Pshat and Rashi that you're going to go and measure back in the guy, the Yisrain, how much is further than the Tchum of 2,000 Amis, because you can't measure in the guy. Elo. So Taisus says practically, the only way you could figure out where the Tchum ends is Yelech Lemokim Sheyechavein V'Yavliya. The Kloshen is very unclear, but Luchtax Taisus means, I think it would be better if Taisus said Yelech Lemokim Sheyevliya V'Yechavein. That means, like, that, I mean, that's the picture that Rashi said, that in page 71, that picture 71, that when in the Mokim that he was Mavliya the Tchum, Chutz Lagai, there should be Mechaben in the guy where exactly this will be. If that's not Pshat and Taisvis, I don't know Pshat and Taisvis. Oh, yeah, picture 71 on page 116. So Rashi says, how do you do it? You have a beautiful picture there. You have an eye there. And he's standing there exactly where the Tchum ends, and then he goes and looks into the guy, and he's able somehow to pinpoint the Mokim where the Tchum ends in the guy, and that's where he's Mesamen it. So I think that's what Taisus means. That's the only way. So it means you gain nothing by going further. If you'll go further, you become Tekatze B'Davasi. You won't have no way to figure out this distance in the guy. So you have to stop there. And you have to be mechaven, but after you mavli, you have to be mechaven in the guy exactly where this area is. Or else he should be mekader in the guy. That means the kiddur is like we'll have in picture 75, page 118. That you go every four Amis, one is he's holding it keneged Raglov, the other is keneged Liboy, and that's how you mekader in a slanty area. Vim ein yochel lahavliya perishon ken yetzeh chutz latchum ayshoye gai meukim kedetani bebraise begmore meukim we'll see later in the braise. Zok the Gemara. Mino hanimili. The Mishnah said as follows: Ein moididin ella bechevel shel nun ame leipoches v'layoisa. Where do we know that there's such an inyan? You have to measure a tchum with a chevel of nun ame. Omar Rav Yehuda Marav to Omar Kro. Erech hachotzer meyo ba'amo. V'roichav chamishim ba'chamishim. So what's that? Chamishim ba'chamishim. It's chamishim by meyo. Omra Teire bechevel shel chamishim amo medoit. Chamishim is measured with a chevel of chamishim. In fact, the Gemara, that's not pshat and posik. Haimi boi le litel chamishim ule saviv chamishim. This posik is to tell us that we should have a square of 70. Ayin ame, you take the chamishim al chamishim, and you add it on to the first chamishim, and you have a square of 70, which we had before, 70 with some fractions. And afchav gimel amid beis. The sasayim kechotzer amishkan. So it's telling us a different halacha, little chamishim, ulasaviv chamishim. They should take the bottom chamishim and be mesaviv the top chamishim. So the Gemara, if that would be the only purpose of the droshim, kein leimekol chamishim chamishim, my chamishim b'chamishim, shamat minotarti, that you measure an area of chamishim with chamishim. Zokt the Gemara weiter loipoches v'loyosa, tana loipoches mipnei shem marbe, v'loyosa mipnei shem emayit. Now. Between you and me, I don't understand why b'chlal why the Mishnah had to write le'poches v'le'yesa. The Mishnah says, "Ein moididin ella bechevel shel nun ama." I think that's pretty explicit. It can only be moided only with a chevel of nun ama. So why does he have to say le'poches v'le'yesa? Basically. But now the Gemara Lechayre is telling us the reason why poches is no good and why yoiser is no good. Or maybe I would think Ella is only in one direction. So he says, no, le'poches v'le'yoyser. Tana, le'poches mitnei shem malbe. So poshep shat is before we'll see Rashi, the Goyin Yaakov says as follows, that if you have a chevel shorter than 50 amis, so if you have two people holding the chevel, so they stretch the chevel. If it is 50 amis long, so chazal v'meshaya, but since it's such a long length, afilu they're schlepping it, the chevel does not stretch more than its true size. So if you have a chevel of 50 amis, and they each one is schlepping it, but since it is so long, so you're ending up with a medida of 50 amis. But what if you have a chevel of 49 amis? So 49 amis, Chazal were aware that one could stretch it out a little bit more. So a 49 amo chevel, perhaps you could stretch it. It means even though when you measured the chevel, that's how the Goyin Yaakov says pshat. Even though when they measured the chevel, they weren't schlepping it as much as you do b'shash you moided the kalka. Then you have two people, each one is schlepping on each side. So when they measured the chevel, the chevel had a oirech of mem tes amet. But it could very well be the shas, they'll be using a 49 amo chevel to measure kakois, since it is less than 50, so could be it will stretch somewhat. So let us say that it could stretch to 49 and a half amos. No, is the chashrek. So we'll be measuring 49 amos, 49 amos, 49 amos, and it's not true. It's really 49 and a half, 49 and a half, and 49 and a half, so we'll be measuring chuslet chub. How does Pshat loy poches? You cannot have a chevel shorter than 50 amis, mitnei shem arbe, because since it's shorter, so they have more koyach to stretch it out, since it's a smaller distance, so it extends, it stretches out. So you'll end up with a wrong measurement. V'loy yoysa. You also cannot have a chevel that is more than 50 amis. You'll have a chevel that's, let's say, 55 amis. Mitnei shememayit. Now, the Chazal v'meshaya that a 55 or a 51 amis chevel, they cannot schlep it that it should be completely taut. So it's a little slack. So l'maisa, so pshat is you're counting 51 amis, and in reality it's 50 and a half amis. So you're stealing away from the tchum. Take the chaychnish. We need an elech tchum. So memeile, le'poches ne'eshem marbev, le'yoyser mid ne'eshem emayim. Now Rashi is very interesting. So Rashi says as follows. Mid ne'eshem marbev, k'shachevel kotzer, yochel le'moyschoy u'marich hamideh. So if Rashi would stop here, it's good. So we'll say Rashi means like the Goyin Yaakov. That it stretches, so it's more than the mida we had assumed the chevel has. Rashi says, "Vatayra omra bechevel shel nun ame yimdoi." Now, how does this come in? So the rehitis loshen of Rashi. If you're saying this exeris akosim, so forget about it. So then this whole gemara is superfluous. This exeris akosim, you need 50. Akochach the Baraisa is telling us. Akochach the Baraisa is telling us a reason why 49 is no good. Because 49 can stretch. So, l'chayre from the rehitis loshen of Rashi, what epis ois gewissen, I think that Rashi means if you have a 49 amme chevel, it'll come out to 51. That's what Rashi means. V'atayra om, yochel om oishroi, umari chamide. It'll come out that you take a 49 amme chevel, it'll come out to 51. And what's wrong with that? V'atayra om, bechevel shonu namme yimdoi. So it's very, very unclear, the Rashi. So, Mamon of Sheikh, so we're back to where we started from. So, she's going with Exeris Akosov. So, the whole Baraisa is very unclear. Rashi is very unclear, but Toyr Omo Bechevel Shunun Amayim Doi. Mimneishem Ismayit, Shekoiv Doi Machpiloi, Umiskatzer Beemtze Isoi. 51 is no good because it becomes 15. So this is done is good. It's our kochach. Because we won't know the correct measurements. I don't know what Rashi is to say before, but Toyr Omo Bechevel Shunun Amayim Doi. Sok the Gemara weiter. Omar Ravasi, in Moidedin, till now we were speaking about the measurements, the size of the Hebel. Omar Ravasi, in Moidedin, Elo Bechevel, Shel Afsakime. Ferek de Gemore, Mai Afsakimo. Omar Rav Abbe, Nargilo. Ferek de Gemore, Mai Nargilo. Omar Rav Yaakov, Diklo, Dechad Nivro. Sagt Rashi. Nivro siv shegodol umizgalgel soviv hadekel. So this nivro seems it's a type of a vine that circles a dekel. Kein vegila shel gvanim. It's a type of a vine. The Loshna Gemara is also unclear. Nivro is a siv. So what's the Loshna Gemara? Diklo dechad nivro. It would have been better, Nivra de Chad Dikla, Nivra de Dikla, not Dikla, what's Dikla de Chad Nivra, it's very unclear. Tanya Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, Ein Lecha, Ikadamri, Mayav Sekimo, Rabbi Omar, Nagila, Rabbi Akiv Omar, Dikla de Chad Nivra. So it would seem that Nagila and Dikla de Chad Nivra are not the same. Tanya Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, Ein lecha sheyofel emedidne yeser mishal shaloi shel balsa. Really, the most accurate medida would be shal shaloi shel balsa. Avol ma nase shei omra teire biyodai hevel mide. They measured with a hevel. The Chiddush Emiri brings down a machloikis, what is pshat in the Gemara. He personally wants to say pshat. Ein lecha sheyofel emdina yaisa mishal shaloi shal basel. It seems shal shaloi shal basel is the most accurate. So what should be? So it should be, you should only measure with shal shaloi shal basel. You should not be permitted to measure with a hevel, because a hevel is not as accurate as shal shaloi. Aval manase, but I can't passel. A hevel shrei omra teire biyode hevel mide. So the Shitas HaMe'iri is that Shal Shalois is a Vadigiv is good, but he's only telling us that a Hevel is also good. He brings from the Rambam, the Rambam learns of Yemes that Shal Shalois are no good. That means, I would think Shal Shalois are better, but there's Exeris HaKosov that the Medide can only be with a Hevel Mide. Frek de Gemori, you're telling me that the Pasig passed all other Ifanim of medide v'chsiv u'biyad ha'ish kone hamide. L'chayre, this Gemara's kash is very good according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, that the posik is passeling everything else. Like the Gemara v'chsiv u'biyad ha'ish kone hamide. We learned that a person measured with a kone hamide. So see, you could measure with a kone hamide. So why can you say that the shal shalois is no good? Hevel is also good, but not that only Hevel is only good. You see, you can measure with a kone. According to the Meiri, is Lochei Rebisul Shver. So what's shot in the Gemara's kasha? And the Gemara only said that a Hevel is also good. A kone, about the givis is good. Well, I was a shlech with a kone. And for the Gemara, ahu letari, that this pasuk is speaking about when you're measuring doors, the entrances, then you use a kone. But when you measured a shetach of kark, an area of kark, then you have to use a chem. Tani Rav Yosef, shloisha chavolim heim. There are three types of materials which are used for rope in three different halachadik etziyurim. Shal megag, shal neitzar, v'shal pishtan. Shal megag lepora. By pora dume, they tie the pora and the maroche, before they shechted it, isnan kavsua bechevel amigag. They tied it with a rope made out of megag. Nosnuho al gabi marochosa. And they put the Torah Duma on the Maroch, and then they shechted it. So there, we'll see why in Rashi, so there they needed a Hevel that was made out of Megak. Shel Netzorim, in a different place, we speak about Chavolim, and this was made out of the Netzorim. We'll see two Lashainas in Rashi, what Netzorim is. Lesoita, the Snan Vacharkach Mevi Hevel HaMitzri, they brought a Hevel HaMitzri, V'koishoi L'maylo Midadeo. They were Kereya Begodeo. So in order to ensure that the Begodim should not fall, so they tied the Begodim with a Hevel HaMitzri. Shel Pishton L'medide. So he holds, Rav Yosef holds, that the materials used for Medide is not the way we had before Avsakime. The material that should be used is Pishton. Sagt Rashi. B'yadai Hevel Mida b'mishkan shal Yecheskel. B'yadai Yishkan Amida b'mishkan shal Yecheskel. B'detari limdoid roichev ha-sha'orim. Megag yunkbelaz l'fish eini mekabelas tume. The reason by Pore they use dafke this Megag, because it's a material that is never mekabel tume. She kol maise Pore betare. Netzorim, so Rashi has two pshotim, either arove klufim, lishna achine tzuri dekel v'husiv. Achta Rav Yosef, polig ader abasi. Zog toisvis, the top three toisvis. B'yodei hevel mido, perish akuntres b'mishkan shal yecheskel. Menachanan v'kos avdu b'seivis zacharya, avu b'yad yishkan amido b'yecheskel. Rube de tari, b'udachsiv modad es ruach hakodim, Chamesh meyes kanim bekana hamida. There it says that they measured area of karkois also with kane hamida. Vechengsi v'dal bruches meforeshri de bechevel mida yemoided in this distance hey meyes kanim. The distance of hey meyes kanim. Bechevel amegag, by por adume we use this type of a chevel because it's not mekabel tumen. Zoktois was afal gab de shum chevel ain't mekabel tumen. The Be'inan, Tovi, Ve'orig, in order that it should be Mekabel Tumeh, it has to be spun. You need threads to be spun. Kozman, it's not spun. It will not be Mekabel Tumeh. So Memele, where Philip's made out of Tzemer Pishtim, it won't be Mekabel Tumeh. G'dom Epeg Be'me'ishe, and for Tosim Shemaila, the Pore, Be'inan, Mimin, Sheini Mekabel Tumeh. That's the Chaymer of Pore. Even though it's not sufficient that the poil is not mekabel tumen, but it has to be a mean that is mufke from kabbalas tumen. Zogt de Gemara weiter. Hoya moideid vehigia. We had in the Mishnah said as follows. Hoya moideid vehigia legai oy legeda mavlioi. So we hear in the Mishnah he's Mavliya the chum in another side, because here you had an obstacle, the guy of the gedder, v'chayza l'midosai. And he goes back in negate ear to the midosai ear, and he continues. That's what it said in the Mishnah. Midetoni chayza l'midosai, michlal dimeina yoche l'avliyoi. He goes back to the midah. So vayisto is the main yochel lahavliyoy bimkayma. If he can't be mavliyat bimkayma kenegadir, hoylech lamakem she yochel lahavliyoy. He goes to a different area that he could be mavliyah. Or mavliyoy. Vitzayfe kenegad midosay v'chayza. Then he goes back, whereas up to now, he goes back kenegad midosay and his mamshech, the medidis hatchum from there kenegadir. Tanina laha de tana rabbonon, hoya moideid vegia amida legai, vyoche lahavliyay bechevel shel chamishim ama mavliya. If he could be mavliya, the guy there, with a chevel of chamishim ama mavliyay. Vim lav, hoylech lemokim sheyoche lahavliyay umavliyay, vetsayve vechayza lemidose. So that is the pshat in the Mishnah. It's the fang tzachon anai yisugi, which is weit from Poshit. Zuk the Gemara weiter. Im hoyo gai mu'ukim, if the guy was mu'ukim, it was crooked, magdir v'oile, magdir v'yoyret. Zuk Rashi. Im hoyo gai mu'ukim, shohoyo midroinoi mishupe v'noyach lehiloch. Now, we have a very nice picture, picture 76. Now, let us look at the, at the top of the picture on the right side. So, we have over here that this medrin is not too bad, it's not too steep. So then we say that magdir v'oile and magdir v'yoyet. Yekaida. Now, v'noyach lehiluch, so Rashi says, v'noyach lehiluch, mekade v'oile, kede pirashti tachten keneged liboy. Kach shamati. Now, we have to understand, Rashi said a mouthful over here, and we have to understand pshat. And Rashi is going to say, they have a kash on it, and weiter gegangen. So Rashi said as follows, that the Baraisa says, im hoyo gei meukim, if it is a easy shipua, it is not too steep, you mekada. Now, can you be mavliya? The Baraisa did not speak about if the whole distance of the of this gay is more than 50 yamas, less than 50 yamas. It didn't go into it. So if it didn't go into it, so we can assume that it is speaking about if it's less than 50 yamas. And you could be mavliya, theoretically. But the Baraisa says, why should you be mavliya? You could be mekada. It's not so difficult. You could be mekada. So the Baraisa is telling us, a mu'uyim dike chiddush, that in a place where it is accessible to be mekada, you are not mavliya, which in Yesod does not make sense, because mahavlo is a better oifen, is a truer oifen of medide than mekada. Mekada v'nishvi, we try, we're not taking the shipua into the midde, because zekenegalibe, zekenegedraglov, but it's not accurate. This is, okay, you're not losing so much from the shipua, but, it's not accurate. Later we're going to have an omad beis, the Gemara says, when you need a medida de reise, you don't make a zolchadredlach. So this is a pesa, it's a more or less eifen hamedida. Havlo would be gewaldic. Why don't you make havlo? So, shteitach habizdo, according to this first pshat, it says over here, if you could make kiddo without difficulties, you make kiddo and you do not make havlo. That is the first pshat in Rashi. Shoy midroine mishupe v'noyach lehiloch, that's what mu'uke means. Mekad v'ayluke v'rashti, tachten k'neged libe. And you don't make havlo. Kach shomati v'kasheli bo lekama. I have a kasha from the Gemara Vayta. What the kasha is very debatable. Rashi did not tell us the kasha. So the Rishonim mutchin zich what the kasha was. But al kaponim, now Rashi says, but I have a nupshat. Ubetesefta ochi garsine. In the Tesefta it says as follows. Vim hoyo gei meukim veina yoche lahav liyoy. The Sefer state an under a vote. According to the first pshat, it says you're not permitted to make havlo. The ikum is a reason that we don't let you make havlo. Now we have to muchazich. Why can't you make havlo? That's problematic. But in the Sefer says the ikum is a sibe that you can't make havlo. Now what does that mean? How does ikum make you can't make havlo? Pochikoma. Im hoyo gei misake. It's crooked. You know what crooked means? V'hoylech v'soyvev esa'ir. It is surrounding the city. U'shu moided tchum mayrev. When he wants to be moided the tchum of mayrev. we have over here a beautiful picture. We have that the city is surrounded by a guy, Ma'ariv and Tzofen. So it says as follows. In Ma'ariv, there is no area that is less than Nun Ame that you could be Mavliya with a Hevel. That's Ma'ariv. Yeah. Achuhu Misakim Letzofen, but when it starts turning to Tzofen, Humaschel Ahashvois, then it starts getting, this guy gets, it gets thinner, narrower, and as we'll look in the picture, by the, it could be not so accurate, but upon when it gets to Tzofen, so there we see already, there's an Eifen Havavlo already. We say towards the end of the guy in the Ruach Tzofen, there's an Eifen Havavlo. So that means like this. So from Tzofen, I could, Ruach Tzofen is, I can measure accurately 2,000 amis. I'll measure from the ear over the guy, and the guy is 50 amis. I'll go right. I can measure accurately 2,000 amis. So memele. So the Braisa is telling us, ain't out. You have to figure out what the tchum is on the other ruach. So if you can't be mavliya, so you have to be mekada. So that's the pshat that Rashi likes in the Beraisa. So the Beraisa is telling us im ho yo gai meukam. So it's missing a few words over here. And you can only be mavliya in one ruach and not in the other ruach. So in the other ruach, you magdir v'oyla, magdir v'yoyla. So memele, so according to this pshat, he says, avlo zicha gut. There's no legitimate reason to pass a havlo, but it says if you can't make havlo, so then you have to be mekada. Higia lekoisel. Now, the Braisa says, Mustama Vaita. Ein oimrim yikai vakoisel, ela oimdoi vaheilichloi. Ein oimrim yikayv hakaisel. So what does that mean? So Rashi does not explain. So let us see Taisvis, 1 minute. Ein oimrim yikayv es hakaisel. So you're not noikiv the kaisel, nor you're oimdoi, ela oimdoi bahaylachlai. So let us see how Taisvis learns pshat in the Gemara. Ein oimrim yikayv es hakaisel. Perish. Sheyamit lunosais aruchim mikana mikan. Veyimtach achevel mizeh lezeh lehavliyoy. And that is picture 79, on page 120, that if you reach the kaisel, we don't say yikai vakaisel. I says yikai vakaisel means we avoided cheshbening with the shipua of the kaisel. We make with two klonosos, we make an area of 50 yamis. Ein oimrim yikai vakaisel, ala oimdoi vahoylochlai. Per, sheyamit lunosos aruchem ikan amikan, veyimtach hachevel mizela zelabliye, ala hikilu chachomim, lismech, what does oimdoi mean? Ala mide ba'alme. That means he's permitted to figure out alone what the roichev of this kaisel is. And how is it speaking about? It is speaking about that is a very steep incline to walk up this kaisel. Now, if he's going to make two klunosos, and with a hevel of chamishim amo, so I think the only way he can do this, he has to climb up on top of this kaisel also with the hevel mustamat, attach it to the other side. So memele, this involves a tirche. So memele, So he doesn't do that. Yeah. Let us stop over here, the vial in this place, just to know the Ivre of the Gemara. So, Nachma, what does it say? Then let us go back to the Gemara. He gia le kaisel, ein oimrim yikai va kaisel. So Taisus Lanshah, we don't say that he should make two klunosais with a hevel shel chamishim ame. In that, with that, we will figure out the reichev of the kaisel. Ela oimdai vahoylach loy. So Taisus Lanshah, oimdai means he's mishaya beliboy. Without an official medida. Frag the Gemara, for nans nan mavliya. We learned in the Mishnah by a kaisel, you mavliya the kaisel. Now mavliya the kaisel means that's klunosais. You take two klunosais, and you mavliya the kaisel. The kaisel lemidosai. So what are you telling me? He doesn't have to make the two klunosais. It's, the Mishnah says you do make it by a kaisel. And for the Gemara, Hosam Niche Tashmishte. The Mishnah is speaking about that the Kaisel does not have such a steep incline, so it's not so difficult to climb up on the Kaisel. So there we tell him, Habyid, you make two klunosais, and we'll be Mavliyit. Hoche, here we are speaking about Loi Niche Tashmishte. Here we are speaking about that it is difficult to climb on the Kaisel. It's a steep incline. So therefore, we tell him that the way Taisus Lanshat Oimdai means that he's Oimid, he's Mishaya what the Reichev is without an official Medida. Now let us see Rashi. B'dinicha Tashmishte Noyach Lehiluch Tzatz. So Rashi says, here we are speaking, when do we say Mavliyoi Noyach Lehiluch Tzatz? Kigoin mislaket asora mitoich arba. That it's in every dalit amis, it goes up asora. Hosom ktoni mavliyoi im yochel. There the halach is mavliyoi. What does im yochel mean? If it's chamishim amo. Vim lav. And if he can't, and if it's more than chamishim ame, yik mekada, then it'll be mekada. Hocho, but here that it says that oim doi bekoisel zokuf yoisel midai. This is speaking about a very straight koisel. The given the loichozi lehiloch, since he can't walk up on this kaisel. It's a very steep incline. En goiva shipuoi oilo lemidas atchum. So now here Rashi says grace toire. Rashi learns pshat. Let us look at this picture 80, which is even the solution of Taisvis. The Merei Misada says that Rashi is chaylik on Taisvis pshat in the Gemara. But let us study picture 80. Picture 80, steht doch am Meir de Kechidish. It's a Gemara weiter, but let us study the picture. In picture 80, we see there we have like a kaisel that is a very steep incline on both sides. It's very difficult to walk this kaisel. So the halacha is, that's what Rashi is saying over here, so we forget about this incline in Ganzen, and we only rechen in the Medidas HaTchumim. You see, he made in the middle of when he has a picture of the Reichev, of the Kaisel, so he made a very nice rectangle in this pyramid. So this rectangle, that's all that is measured. You don't have to measure in the Tchum. This is a gewaldike bargain. We are saving, we are adding onto the Tchum. That means the Shipua on both sides. We'll see later in the Gemara, which is really less than Dalad Amis on both sides. So let's say we're saving around 7 Amis, and we only reckon in the tchum the emesa reiche vakoisel without the shipua. So the Meroy Mesoda says that is what Rashi means. We'll see, Rashi did not learn that oim doi means doi taisis hashpshat, you figure out what the roichev is. Taisis did not learn this pshat. Rashi learned pshat that oim doi is a loshen moide doi medide yofel. We have this loshen on numbered base. You measure only the roichev hakoisel without the shipua. And we see from the loshen of Rashi, Rashi is a andere diburim. Rashi says, the kivin the loichozi lehiluch ein goiva shipua oila lemides atchum. Rashi is a andere diburim in ganzen. The Rashi says, so this shipua is not considered as part of the tchum, and you only measure the tchum where we have a straight rectangle. That's Balei Niche Tashmishte. So here we have Machlokes Rashi in Taisus. Taisus learns Pshat. Balei Niche Tashmishte. You're Oymid. And you make an Amida, and Rashi learns Pshat that doesn't even go into the Cheshbon. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel. Loi Shonu Elo She'ein Chut HaMishkoiles Yoyret Kenegdai. Avol, chut ha-mishkoiles yoyret kenegdoi, moidedoi medido yofe. Now, let us see what Harashi learned pshat, what Rav Yehuda Meshmul is going on, and what, first of all, what cases he's speaking about. And second of all, we have to know what he's saying. So let us see Rashi. So Rashi, lo yishonu de mekader. So Rashi says as follows, that there's a din, that one has to be mekader, elo diniche tashmishte, shemu'ukim kolkach, she'in chuta mishkoiles yoyret kenegda. Now, before we continue with Rashi, in order to, let me just say over how the Tosfos HaRosh learned pshat in Rashi, And let us look at picture 81. That Rashi, we have picture 81, we have as follows. A person is standing on the spas of a guy, and he's holding a hevel with a weight on it, that makes that the hevel would go straight. Now, by the Aleph, we have an Aleph and a Beis. if the guy would be completely vertical, the Chut HaMishkoiles would be B'mokim the Aleph. If there's a slight Shipua, it would be B'mokim the Gimel. If there's a greater Shipua, it would be B'mokim the Beis. Now, we're going to learn the Gemara further, that the Gemara says as follows. Kol zman, there is a distance less of Dalet Amis. That means, let's say we'll assume that from Gimel to Aleph, there's less than Dalet Amis. So then we consider that this is a vertical guy. And when you have a vertical guy, so Memela, we have a Moira de Kekula, which we already learned before in Rashi. Let's look at picture 82. That one goes, and one, if a person is standing on the svas of the guy, one does not worry at all about the slight shipua that is going into the guy, since this is less than Dalad Amis than if it would be completely vertical. So you forget about this distance, you go into the guy, you measure the flat karke, you go out of the guy on the other side, on your left side, and you go further. So that means, what does that mean? That means that if the sides of the guy are more or less vertical, so then you do not measure at all the shipua. You are not koida. There are times when we measure a shipua. That's when we had a picture 75. You have a shipua. You have to measure the shipua. So you try to measure the roichab of the shipua. Here we avoid the shipua, and we have added on this area to the tchum. That means even though theoretically we are not, the moided kakaisi, let's say that's 50 amas. So theoretically, you're really up to, 57 amas, or 57 and a half amas. Afalpikem, when we go back on the other side, we say we're up to 50 amas. That is the chiddush. So this halacha only applies that you're not koider if the chuta mishkoilis is mamish vertical or almost vertical. The cheshbon of almost is till dalad amas. So then we are not oisik in this roichev that the shipua brings. We are not mekada. If the shipua is a greater shipua, so then you have to be koida. So the Taisus HaRosh says that what Rashi spoke about koida is only when I said, why didn't Rashi speak about Havlo? That is the Shaila. Why didn't Rashi speak about Havlo? So the Taisus HaRosh says, if there would be Chamishem Amo, then you would zichem make Havlo. I feel according to Rashi. But since it's more than Chamishem Amo, so Havlo you can't make. So now you have two alternatives. Shabi Mekada, or Shabi Moidit Kaka Isa. So here we have this kula that you don't have to be Mekada, and you're Moidit Kaka Isa. Now let us see Rashi. Loi Shonu de Mekada, that means, so again with the Taisus Rashi speaking about, you can't make Havlo. Because it's more than 50 yamas. So the next alternative is Mekada. It's Loishan to the Mekada Elo de Nichet Hashmishtai. That it is a kaponim to go down into the guy, it is not so difficult. Shema'ukim Kolkach, it is what is called Nichet Hashmishtai. And a kaponim, the slant, is broad enough, She'ein Chuta Mishkoilis Yoyret Kenegdai. That if you put this Chuta Mishkoilis, it will not land straight down. Now Rashi explains, what does that mean? Shekshemeniyah chut mishkoilis habanoim eitzel sfosay. He takes this chut, what the engineers have, vehi yayredes lo'im koi, and it goes down, minakefes b'shipuay. It hits the shipua. Umakefes hamidroin mileireit kenegdoi. The medroin prevents it from going straight down. Elo malchikoi milamato. So Memele, if so, when are you mechuyev to be mekada? If the ikum, if the shipua is not a very steep incline, and that means she ain't chutam mishkayla sherot kenegdei. Kenegdei mashme mechuven. Ulekamo meforish tomorrow. Namad Beis is going to explain the ad dalad amis korile yoyred kenegdei. Till Dalad Amis is considered Yoyrit Kenegdoi. That's all considered that it's Mechuvin. Sheyachik Ashipua as Shemishkailis Kakisei Dalad Amis Mechenegat Sposei Hal Yoyne. That means that if it's Machik Dalad Amis or more, that's called She'ein Chuta Mishkailis Yoyrit Kenegdoi. So then, Salkoponim, since the Shipua is not so steep, then you have to be Mekadim. Avol im hoyo chuta mishkoilis yeirat kenegdoi, but the chuta mishkoilis of the yeirat kenegdoi, sfasa is kufa miyoit, the sfas of the guy is so steep, she'ein misrachekes sfas tachtisoi, micheneged sfas kovoi dalad ames. There's less than dalad ames from where the Sfas Tachtisa is, where Mamish underneath is, Ein Midas Midroinoi Mema'etes Midas Atchum. So this small slant, which is less than Dalet Ames, does not take up a chelik of the Midas Atchum al Yedei Kido. So you don't have to reckon with this Shipua al Yedei Kido. Elo Nichnas L'Soichoi. That's picture 82. You go into the guy. Umoideit karka isoi, medide yofike karka haloke. You just measure that karka. The yaitzelis vosoi, yamashle midosoi vahoylech. And you go out and you start measuring. Mamish picture 82. But, so that's this first haloche of Rabbi Yehuda Amashmu. He's speaking about that in a guy gufe, there's only certain instances when you have to be koida. I mentioned before that the Taisa Rosh says, according to Rashi, it could be mavliya, but the Yosha should be mavliya. If you can't be mavliya, you only have to be koida when ain't chuta mishkailis yered kenegdoi, avo chuta mishkailis yered kenegdoi, moidedoi medida yofa. One thing. Now another thing. Another halacha. Vekamo oimkoi shel gai. So Rashi, kama oimkei shel gai, the name of mavliyoik shuhu rochavnun. A new shaila. We hear that one is mavliya a gai, if it has a rochav of nun ames. How deep does it have to be? What does it matter? Omar Rav Yosef, alpayim. If it is alpayim, so memele, till alpayim, so that means since the bottom of the guy is b'toich tchumoy, so you don't have to reckon at all, and then you're mavliya. Avu yoyser mikan, zukt Rashi, afilu yochel lahavliyoy, that means there's less than 50 ames on both sides of the guy, einay mavliyoy, elo mikader. Now, the Gaon Yaakov asks a kasha from Rashi in the Mishnah. Rashi in the Mishnah says, "Mavliya meinei rochem nun ama misfosel esfosel milamaylo, afal pishe yesh bemedroy nehiloch yoyser mealpayim." There's more than alpayim. It's getting me going nishlon. And oimrim tala midas medroy ne lamidas atrum alayamid zel esfosel. So here Rashi says, "Close the gate, me nishlon." So the Gaon Yaakov says that Rashi differentiated between the oimik and the midron. It means the oimik means not taking the midran into consideration. So memela, if it is, that's the depth in, of the guy. So memela, so that if it is without taking the midran into consideration, if it's 2,000 ames, that's it. More than 2,000 ames, you cannot be mavliya. Rashi in the Mishnah says if the midran is more than 2,000 ames, that does not necessarily mean that the oimik could be. Is less than 2,000 ames, so till 2,000 ames, so then Rashi says, you could be mavliya.